Now, if you had something real heavy, like a, I don't know, a big sack of meal or something, instead of saying, I picked it up and carried it, you might say, I picked it up and... Or you might not say that.
How did you think
that? Yeah, I think that's probably over time.
Yeah.
But that'd be something, yeah, you might not say that, but you might have heard it. Now, you might say to, like if a child was about reaching toward like some nice piece of glass or something you had, you might, and you don't want him to have it, you'd say, now, don't
break it.
And now, if the stove was real hot and you don't want him to get burned, you'd say, now, don't
touch it.
If you needed a knife or something and you sent somebody for it, you'd say, well, go
get me.
And if you were playing a game where the children go and they hide and they look for each other, what do you call that game?
Hoopy hide or hide and seek.
And what do you call, you know, if you remember this, the place where the children have to run back, like you know, when the, well, one of them got hunting and then they all try to run, get back to the...
That's hoopy hide.
That's hoopy hide. What do they call it, the base, or that they got to get back?
Yeah,
to
base,
the
yeah.
Base. And if a man wasn't having much luck at fishing, he might say, now I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
But yesterday I
caught some.
And now, if you wanted somebody to meet you in town, you might say, now let's meet in town. But if I get there first, I'll
wait.
And if you're about to punish a child, they might say to you, oh, please, give me another
change.
And another way of saying that a person was in a good mood might be in a good, instead of good mood, they might say that person was in a good, this is probably an old word.
Disposition.
Have you ever heard them say the word good humor?
Yeah, yeah, good humor.
Now, if you had mice or roaches or something you didn't want to have in the house, you might say...
Our cat.
Yeah, our cat. Now, you might say, now I'm going to have to get
rid of them.
Now, have you ever heard them say, like, in, especially in the old days, instead of saying get rid of, they might say get...
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we say that, too.
You still say that. Have you ever heard anybody talk about kind of a smart-headed person? That didn't really know what was going on, maybe like a jackleg. But have you ever heard him say he let on like he
yeah.
knew it?
Let on.
Now, have you ever, like, especially kids in school, instead of saying somebody stole something, have you ever heard him use another word instead of stole it? They'd say he, swiped it.
Oh, yeah, swiped.
Now, if talking about letters and things, you might say, well, now I have just
wrote,
and you say, now yesterday he
written,
and you say, now I expect to receive a
letter.
And if you're talking about, if you sent him one and then you expected him to send something back to you, you'd call that a
return.
And now if you got a letter, you'd say, well, now I'm going to have to
write,
answer it. And, now, if you you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen, and then you
write,
and then to put
address.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to write to somebody, you might say, "Well, I'd like to write it, but I don't know their
address."
And if well, like Sarah came home and she had learned something new, like how to whistle or something, you might, and you want to know where she learned that, you'd say, "Well, who
taught?"
And somebody said, well, now have you painted the inside of your house yet? And you said, well, no, but we're
going to.
And what do they call the children? Call somebody that's always running and telling on?
Tattletale.
Have you ever heard people use that in talking about grown-ups? Talking about adults saying that they are...
Gossipers.
Gossipers, uh-huh. Now, if you're talking about, if you had a vase and... you want to put something in it, you tell you got to go out and pick some
flowers.
And have you ever, well, like if you were talking about anything that a child would play with, you call that a...
toys.
And especially a long time ago, have you ever heard them call it a play pretty?
Yeah.
They said that they were going to use a play with a...
play pretty.
And Now, if there was something that you had that was a gift, you'd say, and I said, where'd you get it? And it was from a friend. You'd say, well, this is the book that my friend
gave me.
And you say, and in the past she has
given me.
And you might say, now I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
rained.
And if you want to know about a movie, you might say, well, what time does the show
start?
And if you were using another word, it starts with a B.
Begins.